In a world where things almost make sense, and most everything is interesting and mildly unique, it's a place that feels somewhat familiar and has the suspicious comfort of a loving semi-omnipresence. You are on the outskirts of Lootopia. Sit back and relax, or tense up and march around. Please welcome your host of Lootopia, Lou Angel Wolf.
Yeah, baby, here we are. We're back. We had evacuations. We had a hurricane since we saw you guys last. So welcome back to Lootopia, and we're happy to be here. Good evening, afternoon, or morning, whichever appropriately clocks your time right now. Welcome to the Lootopia podcast. Lou Angel Wolf here, and we are live on the YouTube.
You got to stop saying the.
On the YouTube.
Don't put the in front of it.
On the YouTube.
On the YouTube again.
Later we'll be over to the Walmarts.
Good God.
I'm sorry, man. Believe me, it comes naturally.
Get off my lawn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lootopia. I'm Lou Angel Wolf, and I'm your host. Every week, we talk about health, humor, and well-being. This is show number 107, I think. 106, 107, right around there. And welcome. Good to have you back, man. We've been scurrying around. Michael Merberg to the right here.
Yeah, it's nice to come back after the hiatus.
You look good. You look. Did you get a little rest?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. The hurricanes are so restful.
They are relaxing.
It's the aftermath. You realize you're totally screwed, so you might as well just sleep.
Yeah.
For like a week.
We'll get to that. And over there, our producer of the show, Chris Gorgeous.
Yes, I'm here.
I missed you, buddy.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know you were up in Vermont for the first half of that drum roll. And yeah, you came home just in time for the hurricane.
Yeah, Tuesday we came home to pandemonium here in the city. Because nobody really knew where it was going to go.
Right.
And then it was pretty definitive that we were going to get something.
Right.
And we just didn't know to what extent. So I flew in late Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
And they were expecting, it slowed down. So it was supposed to hit or like Saturday, Friday or Saturday. And then it slowed down a little bit, so it stretched out to Sunday. But, man, by Wednesday or Thursday, there was nothing in this town.
Yeah, I know. It was
nothing left.
It was an ugly scene.
Dude, it was like stripped to the bone.
You know, this is the first half of the show. It's just the three guys. In the second half, we are there is beauty amongst the beasts. Beth Snyder joins us for the second half. That's Beth Snyder at BethSnyderHypnosis.com. Snyder like the pretzels. She also is the proprietor of the Om Shop, a beautiful metaphysical shop down there in South Sarasota. Stop at the Om Shop. That's THEOMSHOPPE, the Om Shop. .com and lots of metaphysical products, singing bowls, and of course it's also a spa with all kinds of great treatments that would definitely help you relax.
Singing bowls or bowls?
Singing bowls.
Oh, okay.
Bowls? The bowls. They have different pitches. Bowls.
Okay. Still sounds like bowl to me.
My bowls used to sing.
Singing bowls. You know? You know, I knew this guy Anthony back in the neighborhood. If he stood in the doorway just right and the wind blew, his balls would sing. Amazing. But anyway, welcome, folks. And the show comes to you from the Double Special Studios in sparkling Clearwater, Florida. We are very, very happy to be here. If you don't know, the show is broadcast. Clearwater, Florida is in the central part of Florida on the West Coast. And we got a big old hurricane last week. And blew a lot of trees down, uprooted a lot of stuff, and we're basically okay. I don't think there are any fatalities in our Tri-County area or anything. But the other day, I was driving. I know many oaks tipped over, and just there was a lot of tree loss and a lot of stuff that needed to be cleaned up. And I'm sounding like Rick all of a sudden.
You do, man.
I've watched so much Rick and Morty, it's starting to lean into me. But anyway, I pulled over the side of the road, and I openly wept for Key West. Those people down there, man, there are people that are coming back to absolutely nothing. I mean, their mobile home is gone. It's knocked off the pedestal. It's out in the ocean. Mm-hmm. You know, they have nothing. They have zero. And man, oh man, I just can't imagine what a horrible, empty feeling that is.
Yeah, and all the way to Key Marathon, there's not even like a Home Depot there anymore.
Yeah, yeah, everything got whacked. I mean, they got hit so hard. My God. And then, of course, it went into like Everglades City, and then it went up to Naples, did a lot of destruction down there in Naples.
Then it died at my doorstep.
It got the mics and said, "We have met our match. This guy is hunkered down. We can't even get in there." But, yeah, the ranch out there survived okay.
A lot of water.
A lot of water, yeah. It's watery.
Yeah. Yeah, we had 14 inches of rain in 8 hours.
Hey, that's a lot.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. But anyway, folks, we're not going to bore you all show long with our tales of woe from the hurricanes. I'm sure you've seen enough. My goodness, the hyper theatrics that the newscasters and the weather people, you know, everybody's doing that old Jim Cantore trick where you stand out in the storm and you like lean forward, and all these guys are hacking his bit, man. All these Jim Cantore hacks out there, you know.
Yeah, where's a good stop sign when you need one?
Yeah, wingo. But ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, we're extraordinarily blessed to be here. And this is, the 19th of September?
God, yes.
Yeah? And supposedly the world's supposed to start ending Saturday.
The 23rd, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, there's some...
Yay. It's like, well, you know, we had a quake in Mexico, like a 7.1. 7.1.
Yeah. We got two catastrophic hurricanes.
Yeah, Maria's
back
getting ready
to back.
Maria's getting ready to level Puerto Rico at a Cat 4 or 5 at this point.
Yeah, and Puerto Rico is... Have you been to Puerto Rico?
No.
First thing, loaded with Puerto Ricans. But anyway...
yeah.
But they are not ready.
No, they said their infrastructure is old, and they took a beating from Irma, but they didn't take a direct hit. This one actually may hit them directly. Marie.
Marie and Irma. Sounds like Revenge of the Angry Housekeepers.
No, Superman, no.
So if this hurricane smells like Fabuloso, you know what happened. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. And forgive me for the easy shot stereotypes. Nobody should have to survive or endure a hurricane. And that was my take on the whole thing. When they told me it was the biggest storm of the century, you don't have to prove that to me.
Right.
I'll go, okay, even if it's a little hyperbole, I'll take it.
You say that, dude, but there's a lot of people that really... Like, my father was one. When I started making preparations, he's looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, I have a 9-year-old. I can't take a chance, okay?
Right.
This is an old house.
Yeah.
And I'm not a panic person. I've never been a panic person.
Right.
Because panic runs you into a bus. You know what I mean?
Yes, it does.
It does. When people panic, they run into moving cars.
Yeah.
So I don't panic. But at the same time, I'm not going to be like, it's a bunch of BS. No.
Oh,
no.
Did
you see the picture of the thing? So I told him. I said, Dad, it's going to cover the entire state, bro.
Right.
It's no joke.
Yeah, and it was very indiscriminate of what it tore up and where. You know,
there were multiple tornadoes through the areas, but I'll tell you, from about 12:30 a.m. till about 2 here, I got a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because that wind was serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was already down to a 1 at that point.
Oh, 1's rock and roll, bro.
Yeah, but I've been through a few 1s and 2s.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine, had it hit here at a 4...
Right.
What that would have been like, because one, you know, it was a high one, but it was still, like I said, the wind was whipping. I mean, it took down fences here.
Sure.
And I was like, crap, man, I'm waiting for the studio to fly off, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, this is an amazing structure, actually.
Not really. It's cracked at the
base. No, but I'm saying the fact that it stayed.
Yeah, it's still here.
Well, this is sacred ground. It just passed right over. It was like a little...
We took a little damage. I had shutters, but the fence in the back came down, and that's about it, you know.
Well, you know, there is in Pinellas County, which Pinellas is an old Indian word for peninsula. They say that there's like a Seminole Indian burial ground, like mid-county.
There's a bunch of them. There's one in Philippi Park.
Yep. And they say that those burial grounds actually broadcast like a safe space into the atmosphere. That way we won't get hurt.
Well, we get awful lucky.
Like kind of like Harp.
Oh God, here
yeah,
Puerto
like
Rico.
Harp. Yeah, that's the other spooky thing. I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to it, but I know there's a lot of people that are into that. The Harp and the weather manipulation. They say that Hurricane Irma was a Harp experiment that kind of got out of hand.
Well, you know, it did pass over Puerto Rico, and those Harp places, they do generate a lot of energy, so they do have an effect on the weather. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of other inputs on the severity of the hurricanes, but
right.
that's just one of the smaller ones. Let's face it, the planet is warming in all the wrong places.
Yeah, it's these are strange times, and we try to kind of keep it upbeat here on the Lutopia Show. And folks, if you want to learn more about the Lutopia Show, you can go to lutopia.com. That's Lutopia. And that is the home of the Pacifist Riot. If you go there, you'll read the Pacifist Riot. And that's kind of our mellow festo. We definitely want you to take a couple of minutes and read that through, because that is our goal. It's simple yet extraordinarily lofty, that we can get people to read this and just think. That was cool. And just think in a mellow, peaceful kind of way. Think healing thoughts. Think wonderful things about, you know, people that you don't even know. Just pray for the peace of the universe. And whatever time you feel like doing it. It lifted me out of a funk. I was just in an odd little funk around 3:30 this afternoon, and I stopped, did my self meditation.
You see, ran out of ones at the bar.
Dang!
I'm sorry.
I got to give that one to Where's George? They'll never believe where this one was. Anyway, so, but I think what it is too, and you know. There's a lot of people that listen to the show, and I'm pretty sure almost everybody here, we're all very, very sensitive people, and we have soft hearts, and we mean no harm. A lot of us have those empathic vibrations, and I've been a little out of sorts since all this happened. There's a lot of pain going on right now. A lot of people, all those weeping people that are, you know, from the Key West area and South Florida. And if you didn't have enough money to survive this thing, I mean, even if, you were just starting to pull it back together and, you know, you got you a mobile home rented and you're, you know, making payments on your truck and work is steady and, you know, your girl's treating you nice. You know, a storm like this, it knocks everything out of kilter, and there's a lot of people having to restart, re-scramble. But I'll also say there's a element of discovery in disasters like this. Sometimes great people rise out of this type of adversity, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, the god Shiva, you know, the destroyer of all, also gets credited of giving birth to all. So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a cycle, and, you know, getting a whitewash from a category 6 every now and then,
mm-hmm. You know, yeah,
might be part of it.
Well, that's probably the big thing is we don't think in a cyclical enough nature. As we were younger, we were very much taught linear thought and timelines. I'm really starting to understand more about circular and rotational timelines. This was just, you know, I don't know exactly how to say it. I don't know why all those trees are out of the ground. I don't know why those people lost their homes. I don't know why there's all that sadness.
It's called building in a floodplain.
Yeah, well, there's that.
You know, that's a start.
There's that, yeah. And but you never know where your situations lead you. I mean, I've spent a couple weeks in the Keys and, you know, could have wound up staying there, but I didn't.
Did you give the title of the episode? Is that where we're getting on to now?
Yeah.
The stresses, where are you going with that?
Yeah, well, the stresses of the unknown is pretty much what we were talking about.
Oh, agnostophobia stress.
Agnostophobia?
Yeah.
Ah, not knowing. Agnostic, not knowing.
As opposed to xenophobia, fear of strangers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, agnostophobia stress is that's fine. works out good. And you know, and I think what happens, and I'm even seeing this with my mom. She's a beautiful gal. She's almost 79. And I notice her path getting narrower and narrower. She doesn't want, it's like her days of adventure are kind of done, and she's just not looking for any surprises.
Right.
You know, we all three travel a lot, and probably the most dangerous thing we do is travel out there on the highways, in airplanes, trains, whatever. Mm-hmm. And especially buses, if you got to ride the bus. But when you're younger and more agile and more alert, you're allowed to, you're more able to take something that jumps out of the bushes at you.
Right.
But when you get older, and I'm even noticing, you know, myself curbing things I used to do that I don't do anymore. And partially because of that, it is the unknown. You know, you don't know what's out there. Like, for instance, if I go to a rock and roll show, and I still go to many of them, I have, since, I don't know, the last couple of years, I have a new, like, substandard that's in there. If I'm going to go to see a rock and roll show, there has to be chairs involved. Okay, I have to go have a place to sit. I can't stand through a 2-3 hour rock and roll show anymore. For one, I get tired. I get my knee, you know, kind of locks up, and it just isn't any good. I don't enjoy the show because I'm standing so long. So that's one little thing that, you know, that's because when you go to a show and you're seated, it's generally a mellower crowd. And when you go to a show that's standing room only, there's all kinds of people that go to those shows and they have different vibrations.
Yeah. And they're young.
They're young. They're young. Exactly. And they're more prone to things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, fighting, you know, gunplay, those kind of things.
Passing naked women over your shoulder.
That part.
Stuff like that.
If you could just isolate that part.
Is that a fish concert?
So, yeah, that hasn't happened at a lot of shows I've been to. I think it's more of a rumor. But just those little things, you don't want the surprises anymore. You know, you kind of want things just to go steady. And I think that's what's got a lot of people out of joint, is because there have been so many surprises in the last few weeks.
Yeah, you change from life being a box of chocolates to life being a Hershey bar.
Melted on the package shelf in the back seat of your car, but yet it's all you got.
Yeah,
I know. So I don't really know what all this is, and I know today President Trump addressed the United Nations and made some pretty hefty threats to North Korea. Now, whether he's just, you know, shaking a stick, we don't know.
Yeah, but why do we have to have that guy? Why do we have to have the rattling saber guy? We used to look at those rattling saber guys like, oh, come on now.
Well, you know what?
Now we got one.
Well, because he represents the largest military industrial complex on the planet.
No need to rattle sabers when you have that.
By the way, he said, you know, we're not here to influence anybody, but hey, North Korea, we're going to bomb you. It's like Americans don't influence anybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, the secret's out about us, you know. You know, inside the compound, things are okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, our you know, broadcast, our press kit to the world kind of sucks.
Oh, yeah.
We're all about money and Coca-Cola and oil.
And war.
And guns.
Yeah.
And guns.
And guns.
Yeah.
And dead people.
And guns.
Somehow, we prove our point with dead people often.
Right. You get up in the morning and say, hey, ain't it great to be not in war against the United States?
I think a lot of countries feel that way, and they should, because we're idiots with it.
Yeah.
You know, we And that's the thing. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex, although he was there when they were putting the rivets in it. And he said that you got to be careful with the special interest groups, and that is exactly what has happened. All these manufacturers of weapons, well, they stockpile them.
Well, we had a Congress just passed a $700 billion budget for the military. $700 billion next year.
Okay.
That's almost $1 trillion.
Sure. Well,
astounding.
Yeah, it is astounding. But the day before 9/11, Rumsfeld announced that they lost track of $3.2 trillion.
Yeah, it's up to around $7 trillion now.
Is
at least, yeah.
With interest?
Yeah. No, just additional. We can't find it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, hey, I'm not the best bookkeeper in the world, and my checkbook may not be in balance.
I just wish I was their agent.
Just give me my slice.
Yeah.
Give me my slice of losing $3.2 trillion or whatever it was that day.
Yeah.
Because then 9/11 happened the next day and everybody forgot about it.
Yep.
You know, or 2 days later or something. Yeah. So, yeah, it's being an American. I mean, there's a lot of things that make me proud about it. I mean, this is an incredible, chain of events that have happened over the last couple hundred years.
Yeah, we got great toilets in the jails.
Oh, we got great toilets. Yeah. We got great food. We got, technological advances beyond anybody's wildest dreams. And that's not even shit we don't even know about.
Yeah.
But consequently, to be the king of the mountain, you got to whack down everybody else that tries to climb the mountain in front of you.
Well, that's old paradigm, yeah. New paradigm is different.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It'll change.
Well, here's what I think, too. There's always some major bullshit session that always happens before real change comes around, you know? And I'm of course, anti-nukes and all that. I'm anti-war. I'm anti-fist fights in Walmart parking lot. I don't believe in violence at all. And that hence we have the pacifist riot.
Mm-hmm.
I am basically a pacifist. But I have, and I don't want to go to fisticuffs on anybody. I don't want to draw a weapon down on anybody. But what I would want to do, or the way I think we can fix it all internally, and you don't have to have any more might than being the owner of a human soul, is if you can push your energy, if you can push your kindness, your love, your truth towards a particular group of people, I know those things make a difference. They change the magnetic flow of the world, and when people are thinking love thoughts, it's really well documented. Actually, not to bring up 9/11 again, but 9/11, there was an actual sag in the world's magnetic field because there were so many people, there were so many broken hearts that day, that the actual, your heart is a magnet, and there were just the hearts were so low, and I think we Floridians are experiencing a little bit of that with this hurricane. We're all still kind of standing there, kind of like a punch drunk love kind of, what the hell was that?
Well, yeah, we're still in mourning. We've lost so much.
Yeah.
And those of us that have friends and loved ones have lost as well. But, the Tao simplifies things, It's simplicity, patience, and compassion. As long as you can do those three things, your life will come right into focus and you'll get right into gear.
Simplicity, patience, and compassion.
Yep, simpatico.
And you too can be like Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's awesome.
Dude, did you watch the videos I posted? It's crazy.
He's following the four agreements.
Kind of. Somebody's calling in. Should I answer it?
Beautiful. Yeah, give it a whirl.
Let's see.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Lutopia.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to talk to both the Fozzle and the Whale at the same time.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. What's your name?
I don't know. What did he just say? He's very excited to talk to who? I'll have to go back and check the tape.
Fozzie Bear?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think he said, check your car outside and don't use your ignition key. But thank you. That was cool. Our first caller.
Well, that was somebody that had the number to the show because we haven't even put it out.
It's listed on the YouTube page under the description. So, yeah, maybe somebody came across
it.
I don't know why they hung up.
Whoever you were, thanks.
Yeah. Call again sometime.
Oh, wait, they're calling back.
Hey,
all right. Let's see what we got.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, why was I cut off?
It wasn't anything personal.
No, we're having technical difficulties here.
I mean, I was just extremely excited to talk to both a fossil and a whale at the same time. So,
a fossil and a whale?
Fossil and a whale. Hey, which one are you going to be?
Which one? I don't know. I'll be...
I'll play whale, you play fossil.
No, they're trolling you, dude. Little dipshit's trolling you.
Is that my son?
I don't think so. I think it's some knobhead.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. What are you going to do? You got five people watching, so somebody's got their...
Everybody's a comedian.
A fossil and a whale. That was... Yeah, that's good. He's rip shit funny. That's what he is.
it's Lou, it's nice to see our message of peace and well-being is reaching people.
No shit.
That's how old our message is. Fossils were talking about it.
Yeah.
Whales were talking about
it. Yeah, just let a whale lay on you sometime.
Yeah. Exactly.
So Shamu gets you.
So a lispy guy can call in. It sounded like a whale. Oh, he's calling back. You want to talk to him or no?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, welcome back.
Number three, hit it, baby.
I have a question.
Okay.
Can you stick out the fear? Stick out the fear, please.
Can we repeat the question?
Stick out the fear. Can't do nothing wrong.
You have what kind of fear?
No, stick out of, dude. Stick out of the fear, dude.
Stay out of the fear?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
I guess.
Can't do nothing wrong.
Yeah, love.
Can't do nothing wrong. Can I get a cap of spam and jack from Wade up Hitler?
What the hell? What is he speaking Mandarin?
I don't know, man.
Are these task force will rise again? Are these task force?
All right.
I'm
saying goodbye to him.
Yeah. I think a new shipment of Kush just came in.
So it's on bath salts. So, pretty little knobbit.
Quit snorting that bath salt, man.
That was the 2017 version of, hey, your refrigerator. Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah. It's tube bar.
You can hear his buddy in the background.
That might be my son.
Whatever.
He's a little terrorist.
They're douchebags.
Roll another.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first half of the Lutopia podcast. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back the second half with the lovely and talented Beth Snyder from Beth Snyder Hypnosis. It's recovery week here in beautiful, sparkling Clearwater. And we'll be back at in just a few minutes. I guess we're going to break for now.
where things almost make sense, and most everything is interesting and mildly unique. It's a place that feels somewhat familiar and has the suspicious comfort of a loving semi-omnipresence. You are on the outskirts of Lutopia. Sit back and relax, or tense up and march around. Please welcome your host of Lutopia, Lou Angel Wolf.
Yeah, baby. Welcome back to Lutopia Podcast. I'm Lou Angel Wolf. In the studio with me, Michael Merberg.
Good to be back.
Yeah, you are, buddy. Good to see you, man. I missed you while we were evacuated.
Yes, quite a sojourn you had there.
And our producer of the show over there on mic number three is Chris Gorges.
Yellow.
And coming up in just a little bit, it's our other co-host, Beth Snyder from Beth Snyder Hypnosis. And apparently, the phone number is on the website, and you can call in. Oh, an unknown phone number is there. It's actually
727-475-6139. Yeah. I don't know if you want to answer this phone call. They're just a bunch of little knobheads. They'll probably call back.
Say it. Say the phone number correctly the whole time. 727-475-6139.
Yep.
All right. There
okay.
We go.
Yeah. This person, I think you know.
Oh, we are also happy about this. Ladies and gentlemen, like I promised you the first half of the show, we do have a special co-host for the second half. It's the lovely and talented Beth Snyder. Hi, Beth.
Hi, everybody. We survived. We survived.
Yes. This is a tale of our castaways. We're here for a long, long time. Welcome back. Yeah, I was, we were in communication during the storm, and I was hurting for you because it really looked like Sarasota was going to get real pelted, you know?
It did. We were really blessed, though. We didn't have probably past 65-mile-an-hour wind in our area at all. So still putting stuff back where it belongs.
Yeah.
Who needs CrossFit, right? Well, just have a
Well, that's going to happen a lot.
Have a hurricane.
Yeah, that's going to happen a lot. But you guys actually had no personal injury or just some stuff.
Yeah, I managed to break my own window putting plywood up. So I was Hurricane Beth. I did more damage then.
Wow, that's funny. Well, I'm glad you guys made it. We were talking about it the first half of the show, and we're also talking about there's kind of like a funk that's in the air right now. Excuse me, I have to sneeze.
Apparently, Lou's allergic to funk.
those little trolls watching just love that. They love that. They're still trying to get through, by the way.
Yeah, we got our first phone calls on the show, Beth, because this is our second time being live.
Yeah,
and they're just
it's Skippy and the Madcap group over there in their mom's basement.
I love it.
Having a circle jerk.
They called either me a fossil or Mike a fossil or a whale.
That's so fun.
Good to see fossils and whales, they said.
They're still calling. Dude.
Well,
oh, my God, that's so fun.
I'm going to keep it.
Well, maybe Howard Stern will call us. That would be great. We could get,
it's just going to be
Baba Booey phone call or something.
It's going to be Todd and his flunky friends hanging out.
Trevor.
Smoking, vaping out of some stupid pen.
Baby pen.
Yeah. Vaping their friggin' cinnamon bun waffle, whatever the hell.
Probably waiting on their anime porn to rewind on the VHS tape.
They're persistent, I'll give you that. Hey, don't call in. People, just go ahead and say what you want to say on the chat line. The chat line's open. You can chat, and that way we don't have to hear your prepubescent voice.
Well, Beth.
That is great.
One of the things that I was talking about, they're kind of, everybody's kind of like in a little bit of a funk. We're all kind of in this healing stage right now. I don't really know exactly how to pin it down. I mean, my direct family, everybody's fine. My mom was a little inconvenienced for a few days. You know, the poor gal, she's on oxygen now, and she had to deal with a generator. You know, living on a generator for a couple of days, but they had a little window shaker, air conditioner, and the oxygen machine was running, so everything wound up being okay. But
yeah.
But I'm noticing there's kind of an odd, you know, we're starting to pull out of it a little bit, but there's like a real kind of a, maybe just me, I got like a little skulk hanging over me. I'm a little skulky.
No, I think it's it's kind of a little bit of an epidemic right now. I've been calling it hurricane brain. Yeah, hurricane brain. But it's a little, you know, PTSD. We feel a little out of sorts. You know, it's a frightening experience to go through. So it takes a little bit of time to recover. We go into that, you know, that fight or flight. And so that tends to catch up with you after. So yeah, this, it's a time to really just rest and, you know, be careful. I know, you know, our community has really come together and we did, some free treatments for people, free biomat naps, just to have them come into the Om Shop to relax. I know Danny Fox Hypnosis did free tapping and NLP sessions for people. So, you know, look into your community too, if you're listening, but just to find some things that are out there. I know Sarasota is just a real loving, healing community in that regard. So I'm sure it's happening all over though. But yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. It, you know, it's, you know, kind of like, you know, it's not the extent of war, but that's the feeling, right? You kind of come out of this kind of traumatic experience and you know, but you're still kind of left with a little bit of that fear and your subconscious is on high alert.
Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah. Hurricane brain. Yeah.
Hurricane brain. That's a good name for it. And boy, yeah. Does a biomat nap sound good.
Oh, people are loving it. Yeah,
yeah, well, it's a healthy thing.
Is it a biomat nap?
Yeah.
What is that, Beth?
Yeah, the amethyst biomat. So it creates a negative ion field when you lay on it. So it's it really helps balance you out energetically and physically as well. It's also heated, so and not like a heating pad, which would kind of still give off electromagnetic field. This doesn't. This heats really deeply into the tissue. So it's just extremely relaxing, just a great way to kind of settle in. And, of course, you know, our treatment rooms are so lovely at the Om Shop. So just kind of unplugging and, you know, allowing yourself that 30-minute nap has really helped a lot of people.
So. Boy, they really are rejuvenating, I tell you. It's, whatever culture follows that siesta nap thing, man, they got it going on.
I think almost all of them except us.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Those would be productive work hours. There'll be no sleeping during the day. Even
right.
though the workers will die 20 years earlier, we still want them to continue working from 2 to 4.
Yeah. I think the Industrial Revolution created the 40-hour work week, right?
Yes.
Mike should know about that.
That's if Bill Cosby was your shift manager.
God help us all.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be taking any naps around that dude.
That was his specialty.
It was. He got the best sleep with him. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Well, he used to call them thigh openers, those little things he did.
Oh, God.
Now, that's a guy. He broke my heart, that Bill Cosby.
Me, too. I mean, I used to listen to him with my grandmother. We'd play the albums. You know, I remember sitting in her house, and we'd get out the albums and listen to those, and... it was just great. We'd laugh and laugh and laugh. And so, yeah, it was a huge heartbreak for me, too.
It was so funny. And actually, during the 80s, he gave me permission to wear ugly sweaters. I was allowed to wear ugly sweaters because, he was the doctor. What's his name?
Huxtable.
Oh,
yes.
Huxtable.
Dr. Huxtable had the ugly sweaters.
Yeah, it's like finding out that while he was on I Spy, he was actually a Russian double agent.
Very funny. But
and for those trolls of you who don't know what a Russian double agent was because you're only 14.
That's fine. They'll find out someday. They just call them, they still have them. They just call them something different now.
Yeah,
just Google the White House, then you'll find out.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Alan Proffitt wrote a funny line the other day. He goes, even with all the infighting and everything at the White House, they're still very, very cordial and polite up there. You can hear it as you walk through the hallways. Oh, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me.
Oh, pardon me.
Pardon me.
He's brilliant.
Sorry, Kent. Statute's already run.
Well, Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Lutopia Podcast. I'm Lou Angel Wolf on the air with Michael Merberg, Chris Gorgeous, and the lovely and talented Beth Snyder. This is a podcast about health, humor, and well-being, and the homepage is lutopia.com. That's L-O-U-T-O-P-I-A. We invite all messages of kindness and goodwill, because it really is our hope and our goal. And it could be the smallest thing, and it may have a very, very small difference in the world, but also it could be a huge thing. If the right person gets on the right wavelength, you never know how far good, clean energies can take you. So, and that's what we kind of ask that you would do. We don't want any money. Don't send us any money. We don't need your money. And that was the other thing, too. I've been talking about the show, and, you know, we're kind of, you know, got our wobbly legs on the YouTube part now. And people were talking to me about monetizing the show. And I don't know, Michael. I want to talk to whoever I have to have a show meeting.
Why?
Well, just because when you monetize something, it kind of loses the purity of, I think, it can. You know what I mean?
I didn't feel that when we monetized our show. You're not going to make a crap load of money right out of the gate.
No.
If you have one video that becomes very popular
and
people share it, you can make some money off that. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think it takes the purity away.
Okay.
You take your time out. You do this. You produce the show. Nobody's paying you.
Right.
You put your time in. Mike puts his time in. Beth puts her time in. Why shouldn't you receive something back from YouTube who's using your content?
That's true.
You're giving them free content.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, I don't think you're dirty because of it.
I probably needed to hear that side of the opinion.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just noticed, like, I've been to some great churches in my life.
Yeah.
And when they started getting big and they started making money is when they started losing their charm for me.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have that problem.
Okay, good.
What are you going to?
Keep an eye on me, will you?
He's going to get, like, a $25,000 check and then come in here like, you peasants! I don't need any of this.
Keep it pure, Lou. Keep it pure.
Well,
I don't know from whence you came, but this table is shite.
Can't you give me anything better?
All right.
We're getting a Learjet with a studio aboard.
I'm a YouTuber now, don't you know? Haven't you heard?
They've monetized me. I'm like a Bitcoin.
I trade you two Bitcoins for...
I'm a Bitcoin baron now.
I trade you three Angel Wolves for a half a Rogan.
Don't get too soft. Jesus, get that money, brother.
Well, you know me. I'm all about the Benjamins. So, yeah, I'm all about the Benjamins. That's what they say. But, well, Beth, it's so silly.
Someday I'll own a new car.
I didn't even tell you what happened to me in Vermont.
What?
I had drama in Vermont.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What happened?
Tell us.
So I get there,
summer
and
theater.
I'm supposed to stay with my sister at her house, right? I got my son with me. And then my other sister shows up, and she's always the one that has the health problems and is always upset. She's the drama. I don't want her to hear this and think that I don't like her or anything. It's just there's always something going on with her.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
Okay.
So when we get there, my sister says to me on the way back from the airport, listen, your sister complained about the sleeping arrangements, and she always has to go to somebody else's house, and how come she can't stay with me? And I'm like, well, I have a 9-year-old, and it's 11 at night. Where am I going to go? Well, you go stay with my down at my boyfriend's apartment with his son. It's just down the street. I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, whatever. I don't want to argue about it. Whatever, right?
Sure.
So now I got a cart back and forth between those two houses. And they didn't have a car. And then it turns out that they just used my niece's car who was away at college. So they did have a car, but whatever.
Okay.
So whatever. So I'm like, I'm not going to be the drama person. So the next day I get there, and in Vermont, they have a no shoes rule in houses. I don't know if you've heard of this.
What?
Yeah, during the wintertime, you got to take your shoes off when you come in the house because people track in snow and mud and everything. So everybody leaves their shoes. There's always shoes in the basement of any house up there. Well, I guess
I guess it
extends to the summer, too, because you can't, like, there's no snow on the ground, still got to take your shoes off.
Okay.
So it's very odd, because at some point you have, like, gatherings upstairs, and there's just a bunch of adults standing around in their socks. It's very weird to me, but that's whatever. It's beside the point. So I go out onto the deck to have a cigarette. She's got an umbrella stand out there that has the top of, you know, the top of the stand taken off, so it just goes up to, like, calf height.
Yeah.
It's bolted to the deck. I walk into that thing and break my toe.
Oh no!
I'm 12 hours into the trip. I got a broken toe.
Oh, and
now I'm
sleep.
That guy hobbling around, the drama dude. Like, oh, I broke my foot. You know, people are like, we don't want to hear it. We don't care. Like, why do you have a fixed umbrella stand in your deck? Why is it not properly marked or roped?
Caution, bolted down.
It's hurricane season.
Dude, in Vermont. Yeah, hurricane season. So I'm limping around for like the first 3 or 4 days. I finally, I was supposed to go to Boston.
Did I break it?
Oh, I broke the shit out of it.
Broke.
Yeah, it's broke.
Still broke.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it takes weeks for it to heal.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Pamela broke her toe in March.
Toe. Yeah, it takes a while.
Well, she broke the one that eats roast beef.
What? Which one is that?
The ring toe, your ring toe.
I did that on the other foot. That's what I'm saying. I've broken one bone my whole life. In the past 6 months, I broke two toes. I don't know what's happening with me, but it's like that's the bridge, the gateway to Alzheimer's, I'm pretty sure, breaking toes at that point.
The ring toe, as opposed to the bell toe.
Oh, I didn't want to complain, but I'm hobbling all over the damn place. We got to go up to this barn and set up the wedding. I can barely walk. I'm like, Jesus.
And you're in your socks in the snow.
No, there's no snow.
Both ways.
No, I got to wear shoes. I finally found a bag. Yeah, I lucked out. But damn, you don't break a toe when you're there a day.
But don't they have beautiful produce up there? Don't they have like great?
How would I know? I was in extreme pain. I never looked at the produce. Now I did. I'll tell you. I did buy a peach up there, and it was not that great. So I don't know. They've got great produce.
Cherries.
From the local.
Don't they have apples. Great cherries?
I didn't.
Apples. Vermont apples.
Yeah, I didn't go to Burger King. I don't know.
Very nice. Touche. Well, you know, Beth, kind of the topic of the show is the fear of the unknown, and I really don't. I'm not afraid of regular things. I'm not afraid of things I know about. It's just I don't, and I look at, you know, things that happen in people's lives. Like there was a guy camping down in the Everglades a couple of years ago. And while he was sleeping, a python crawled in his tent and crushed him. Okay? And
oh my.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, see, I don't want to be involved in that shit. You know what I mean? I mean, like when I'm old and, you know, I'm walking down a freshly waxed hallway, I know I'm gonna take a nose plant somewhere. See, now I'm expecting that. I can't. But to go camping and then wind up being crushed by a python?
Apparently he wasn't a reader.
He wasn't.
Yeah, but also, how heavy a sleeper are you that a snake can kill you? That's not like they spring into action,
right.
Anacondas.
Well, no. But
yeah, but do I mean, honestly?
But really, can you get one off of you if it
Dude,
wants to?
Dude, a sock falls on me in my sleep. I'm out of that bed, okay?
Yeah. Well, maybe he was having a good dream and like, hey, what's that slinking around me?
I hope it was good enough to be his last dream.
Hey, yeah.
I can't even get rid of a crazy ex-girlfriend, so how you gonna get a snake off you?
Get this snake off of me.
Get off of me. Well, they're really strong, right? I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know.
Well, if you let them get in there, you let them get in there deep enough, you're done.
All they got to do is get under your neck.
Guess.
Yep.
I mean, can't you strangle it? I mean, well, I guess not if it gets your arms.
Beth,
yeah,
it's a python.
Not something I wanted to get involved in either.
It's an 18-foot long muscle. It's the strongest freaking thing you've ever touched.
18-foot long muscle.
But anyway. But I think that was, see, when I evacuated for the hurricane too. I wound up, my friend Chuck's up in, north of Atlanta there, and he's got a beautiful home with a little mother-in-law suite, slash hunting cabin slash man cave. You'd love this place, Michael. It was a big open apartment with, you know, some sleeping space, and then a 6-car garage with a finger lift right in the middle of it. I mean, it's like the perfect, you know, dude house. I could live there forever. But he was, Chuck was so cool. He took myself and Pamela and my sister and my mom and my comic buddy, Alan Prophet. Nothing adds happiness to an evacuation like bringing an old Jewish comedian with you. Nothing makes every Waffle House more pleasant.
Yeah, why are you taking me? Where are you taking me?
You know, this storm is starting to get on my nerves.
You call these portions?
I hop again.
Actually, to be honest with you, he's the easiest hang. This guy, he's so mellow. Just whatever the situation is, he really is. He's like a chameleon, man. He just, okay, Alan, we're going to be gone for a couple hours. Okay, I'll be here when you get back. You know, just no, and no griping in the car. I mean, and this guy just had, he just came off of a back injury that had him down for 10 weeks. And he's having to take, you know, 1,000-mile car rides. So he was hurting a little bit, but he made it back home. His house is basically okay. So it was all this great big, it was the fear of the unknown. You did not know. We didn't know. That's like when I was packing up the house to leave. I went, you know, I said, we could actually come home to nothing.
You know, what a lot of people don't know is that the I-75 was, you know, six lanes north and south that were all turned north to get the populations out of here, and they were at a crawl for 2 or 3 days.
So right.
People running out of gasoline on the side of the road, no gas stations having gasoline. It was awful. For those of you who didn't have to live through it, it was awful. You got to a good start. I mean, you know, but, man, there are people that were stranded out there. It was not a good thing. And if it happens again this way, people are going to die out there. And it's just sad because we're not ready for anything like this. We're just not ready for it.
We can't there's too much population. It can't really be evacuated in time.
Well, you can't get 7 million cars out of a place that has room for a 500,000 cars.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
The cars are too long. So everybody go get a smart car. They're real short. And we can all get out.
But motorcycle
I'll get one
lane.
When you get one. You got like eight cars.
This is America. We drive Hummers.
Yeah, no. Lou pulls up in a big ice cream truck. You need a smart car. What?
Ice cream truck.
I don't think I
hey,
could.
That's not a bad idea. They'd probably part ways if you had the ice cream music playing.
Oh, dude.
Like, let him through. Let him through.
Yeah,
he's the ice cream man.
He's got ice cream. He's got and it's refrigerated. You could stay back there while the power was out. So, and boy, would you be popular at the truck stops.
I hear you with the stress of the unknown, right? That's the foundation of anxiety is that whole, you know, fear of failure in the future or, you know, fear of the future, the what if syndrome, I call it. Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a lot of what people are recovering from is, you know, they've been on such high alert and then, you know, oh, okay.
Okay, back to work.
Okay, back to work, but I'm still kind of freaked out.
Yeah, exactly. There's, you know, and I felt that, and I almost wanted to, you know, share that with people, saying, hey, you know, if you're a little out of sorts, don't feel bad. I think a lot of us are, you know, like I did the Grease Guru show last Saturday, and it was kind of a solemn show, you know, because it was even more tender. You know, on Saturday than it was today.
Yeah, nobody's in a laughing mood after they've been wet for 2 weeks and nailing boards up and then taking them down.
And at that time, we all knew half of our friends had no power.
Yeah,
and they were living.
People have died. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah,
it's frightening.
And but you know, the other side of it is too. I also think to myself, I go, you know what though? I don't know where else I would move. This is almost. It's almost like. Worth putting up with the shit.
Yeah, well, if it's not the heat and the fire of California or the drought or the tornadoes of the West and the Midwest,
yeah,
the
fires
of the Rockies, and then you got that crappy weather and the high populations of the Northeast, not to mention the bad attitudes.
And state taxes.
And state taxes, yes.
See, I loved Texas. I love Texas. Texas wasn't, I mean, it wasn't the tropical beauty that we have here. I mean, this Florida, just driving around Florida is absolutely stunning, you know. Just a casual drive down Gulf Boulevard, it's amazing. But where do you go? You know, I like Texas, like I said, but again, there you got it's super hot there, and they got tornadoes, which are like the freaking drunken relatives of weather disasters. You know, at least.
Oh, they're terrible, yeah.
hurricanes are the most polite of all natural disasters because they kind of go, "Hey, look, hey, we're gonna be here in about a week. Chances are we're gonna fuck some shit up. It's just kind of our nature." But we hired all these people to tell you about us on our entry, and see you in 4.5 days.
Right, maybe.
Yeah, but tornadoes are like 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, dude, let's party. You know,
where's your basement?
They can get up on it. And then,
yeah, they're the worst. I lived through one of those. It was dreadful. It came out of nowhere, and, you know, I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah.
So frightening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and Mexico just had a 7.1 earthquake earlier today. Donald Trump dropped a bomb on the world this afternoon. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, I think, I don't know, man. I'm a little edgy. You're a little edgy?
Yeah.
You don't look it.
Yeah, for sure. No. I think, you know, and that's that out of control feeling.
The secret,
you know,
of Tao.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's you know, and we want to have control, even though control is an illusion, but we want to feel that we have control. You know, it's what keeps us in our boxes.
Yeah.
keeps us doing, you know, these kind of slave labor with our lives quite often, but you know, there's an exchange for that. It's a sense of security, even though it's all, you know, I mean, it's all make-believe.
Well, so, you know, we go through a lot to live in a climate-controlled environment and you know, eat handy food that tastes good and all that stuff. We give up a lot on the grand scheme of things. You know, some people will call it a success. Other people will call it, you know, merely an existence. You know, I'm somewhere, and that's cool, that little effect you got going there, Chris. Yeah? You having fun?
Oh, I'm having fun.
Yeah. but some people, you know, they would look at the American lifestyle, you know, where you work 40, 50, 60 hours a week. You return to your home to sleep. You have other people raise your children. You know, you spend all the money that you make. They would say that's a very, very unusual life pattern. You know, where's your relaxation at? Where's your, you know, like people in Holland, I think, what do they get, 6 weeks off every year? Or
pretty much.
Sweden. Isn't it Sweden?
Almost all of Western Europe.
Almost all of Europe, yeah, I think.
Yeah, what do you, yeah, where's your six-week vacation? 6 weeks? Holy smokes.
Well, it's easy to do when you're not paying $700 billion a year for a military. That's really the simple answer.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yep.
So back to work. We need more bombs.
That's right. 60 hours.
And that's what happens. See, every once in a while, somebody takes an inventory over there, and they found, you know what, some of our bombs are getting old. So we got to dump these things before they, you know, before the shelf life is bad.
Right. Who are we going to bomb next?
We have changed. We have changed the recipe, and now we need space for the new recipe bombs.
Yeah.
So let's sell this to someone in the mountainous region that we think are our friends right now, but that may change later.
Oh my gosh, you know, and
it's just awful.
Well, and there's so much money, there's so many paradigm shifts, there's so many power surges going on through the world right now. Who says what? Who's right? And Beth, I got to tell you, one day the world will be ruled by the mother spirit, and we'll understand just how short we were, our shortcomings of battling, fighting, individualism,
patriarchy,
and we will find out just how wrong that all was. Okay, when we will one day be received into our loving mother's arms, and we will learn inclusiveness and togetherness and oneness, which is the truth. That's why my mother still today tries to include everybody in everything. You know, I mean, I said, "Mom, I'm going to see Get the Lead Out, a rock concert." She goes, "Can you take your cousin Tony? You got to go get him over in Melbourne, but he'd love that." You know, like my mom turned into Gilbert Gottfried for a second. But
yeah, I was going to say, like, wow, I didn't.
He'll give you gas money.
But gas money, it's so funny.
She She could pick up some Affleck work, maybe.
But that is the maternal way for everything to be inclusive and, you know, all the children to be together. And I think it's absolutely beautiful because that's probably the way it's supposed to go. You know, I'm just amazed at how we have held on to this misogynistic, brutish rule for so long that we've not seen the light yet.
Yeah, it's a chimpanzee.
It's a what?
Oh, it's the chimpanzees instead of the bonobo.
Oh.
They decided to do a gene splice on the chimps about 300 million years ago, and, mm-hmm. you know, they got the wrong primate.
It's the chimpanzees.
That's right.
We'd be so much further down the road, and it's the chimpanzees.
We have to evolve.
We're waiting.
No, and you can. It's really, really simple.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just, you know, is let go and simpatico.
I love the simpatico and
yeah.
you know, and let go of your
ego.
Let go of everything.
Let go of your fear like the young mobsters are trying to ring in and tell us about. Let go of your fear, man. Let go of your fear. And I dig it. I do let go of your fear cuz there's really nothing to be afraid of. Life is good. If you're sitting up taking nourishment and you can move around on your own power, you've got everything you need to be happy.
As long as the Jell-O's good.
As long as the Jell-O's good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the second half of the Lutopia podcast. We have had the extreme pleasure of being joined by Beth Snyder. Beth has a lovely hypnotherapy practice down there in the Sarasota area. And she also is the proprietor of the Om Shop. That's theomshoppe.com, theomshoppe.com. Beautiful metaphysical shop, lots of lovely gifts and things that help you live a more peaceful life. And what's the spa special this month, Beth?
Well, yeah, so we're getting back on our feet. We're still limping a little bit without internet, but our Ooh. Neighbors have been nice enough to let us piggyback on their Wi-Fi, which is working, and we've had to forward cell phone. So,
wow.
Yeah, people are still recovering. A lot of Sarasota is still without power.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's been a challenge. But we're doing the free biomat naps for folks up until the 23rd. So it's a 30-minute free session. Just come on in and, you know, relax and, you know, get a hug.
Absolutely.
And tune up your happy, as we say. Yeah.
That's the way to go out, on a nap on a biomat rug. That's the way to go out, on a biomat mat, taking a nap.
Screw the python.
Well, because September 23rd supposedly yeah. is the beginning of the end of the world, so.
Yeah, I think the world's ending, right? Saturday?
Whatever, what you know.
I had David Avocado Wolf.
I had a gig. Us. Yeah, I had a gig, but what are you going to do?
Sorry, I can't get there. Your world is going to end.
You know.
Oh, well. So, I figured I'd make a big pot of soup. You know, we'll eat off of that till Saturday and see what happens.
Can you just tell the... Can you pay me before my set? In case the shit goes down while I'm on stage, yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening into the Lutopia podcast. This is our second week of going live. We hope you dug it. We're still getting our feelers out on this and still banging into some curbs and knocking some shit over. But we sure love having you, and we appreciate everybody that listened and even the little terrorists that tried to call in. I think they're absolutely. Like,
we love them the most. Are like you kidding?
Nine times they tried to go, at least 10.
Yeah.
I had to block one of them on the chat.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
He's being a little punk.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they knew how to type.
To cry for help.
They could have typed us. They could have typed us something.
They did type you something. I had to block them. You would not have liked to have seen what they typed.
Oh, really? Was it another whale joke?
Expletive. No jokes. Just flat out expletives, you know.
Oh, big ugliness.
Oh,
ugliness.
Well,
okay.
They're just crying out for love, you know?
It is.
I feel you. I'll give them a free hypnosis session if they want to work it out.
There you go. That's exactly how it goes, Beth.
Yeah, I'll get my bat.
We love them anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Lutopia. Go to lutopia.com, and we will be back simulcasting with IRN Broadcast very soon. I think he's still having some technical difficulties over there. But if not, Look for us on IRNBroadcast.com. Thank you so much. I'm Lou Angelwolf. There's Mike Merberg, Chris Gorgeous, on behalf of Beth Snyder. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday night, 6:30 Eastern Time. Be well.